trusted.
Spring is here, and so is the Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Ramada Plaza. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading to a larger home, or thinking about a remodeling project but need help with financing, the First Federal Bank and Trust team is ready to help you make it happen. Our experienced, friendly, and fast mortgage team will show you a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and services to get you started on the road to home ownership. We're committed to making home happen. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the fun with Bingo every Wednesday night at Sheridan's Calif Shrine. Whether you're a seasoned player or new to the game, everyone is welcome. Doors open for sales at 5:30. Early bird game starts promptly at 6. Packets are just $15 a piece with multiple games, maximizing your chances to win exciting cash prizes and more on every winning card. Bring your daubers, bring your friends, and bring your good luck vibes. Bingo, Wednesday night at the Calif Shrine, 145 West Laux in Sheridan.
Tom's been part of his small Wyoming town for 30 years. A good neighbor, always ready to lend a hand or fix a fence. But this winter, people noticed he wasn't around much. His yard went quiet. So a friend stopped by, knocked on the door, and brought coffee. That visit, that small moment, mattered. Sometimes showing up is the best medicine we have. When someone starts to drift away, check in, ask the question, offer your time. You might be the reason they hold on for another day. If you or someone you know is struggling, call or text 988. Help is here. Hope is here. Wyoming takes care of its own. That's what neighbors do. A message from Wyoming Health Fairs with support from the McMurray Foundation, Natrona Collective Health Trust, and the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, working together to make sure no Wyoming neighbor faces their darkest moments alone.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. Reports are coming in from homeowners everywhere. Oh, here's one of them now.
We just can't live like this anymore.
Experts are calling it cabinet fever. Conditions are outdated doors, worn hinges, and uncontrolled thoughts of renovation.
Is there any relief out there? Anywhere?
Yes, the only cure is to enter the A&B Building's Cabinet Fever Sweepstakes, sponsored by YO3MD and Security State Bank. Go to SheridanMedia.com immediately and click on the Cabinet Fever banner to enter.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, March 9th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we're joined by Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dedimore. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Bit foggy outside.
It is not too bad, though. When you grow up in Iowa, this fog isn't too bad. When you can't see in front of your car, that's a problem.
Then it's fog for you, right? The drive over wasn't too bad. As soon as you get away from the lake,
yeah,
it's not bad. But coming up that on-ramp in Buffalo, I was wondering how rough it was going to be. But got over here not too bad. Pretty cold outside, little damp. Time change. I totally forgot about it until I was getting ready to go to bed last night, and I thought, holy cow, it's 10:30.
Yeah, it was crazy. It came up so fast. Like February, I don't even know where it went.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we're here.
Yeah. I agree. Speaking of February, before we get to the Chamber Awards, let's talk about the upcoming lunch program, because this is something that you've got to be registered for sooner rather than later, folks. This is coming up Wednesday, March 11th. Excuse me. It'll be at the Ramada Plaza. So what can you tell us about this month's event?
It's going to be March 11th. That's this Wednesday. You'll need to register by 4:00 today if you're coming. Jim Ishoy is going to be with us, talking about how everyone communicates, but not everyone connects. It's just real in-depth in when you're talking with people and you're getting a team on board. It's the connection piece that's really going to drive your communication too. And how they respond to you. It's how you react with each and every person. Everyone's different. And just learning those communication styles. And so it's a lot about just communication and connecting and working with the team. Jim's been a trainer at Ignite for a couple of years, and he's always had great reviews. People really like him. So we're looking forward to this.
And there's different leadership styles out there. Yeah. That's one thing, you know, my time in service really taught me is you could go from one leader to another within a night. And now you've got to follow this individual and their leadership style is completely different from somebody else. So you've got to get to know them as much as they've got to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in your position for a while now. How often do you kind of switch your style up, or are you just kind of that one of those individuals that says, this is the way I lead and everyone's going to follow suit?
It a little bit of both, but it's also a lot of, again, with communication. One of the first things I did was bringing on new team members is what's the best way to communicate with them?
Yeah.
Do they need an email from me because they like it in writing where they can go back to it and reread it, ask questions on it? Is it a one-on-one to go through and verbally talk about what I'm thinking? And it's learning those nuances of every individual too, to make sure that the team as a collective knows exactly what direction we're heading. And also bringing people in. We have a big staff meeting once a month, making sure everyone's on the same page, knowing what they're doing. We have weekly stand-ups. We had one before we came in. What's going on this week? Who needs help? Where are we at? When you have a staff of five, that's what you got to do, right?
Yeah. Is,
who needs help this week?
So, where can I assist you?
Yes. All hands on deck. And that's how we run.
And that is such a tough component for a lot of people, especially when they first open a business, because they've got to focus so much on the business itself, the mm-hmm. leadership aspect. That comes with that. Yeah, it's part of being, a business leader in the community or a business owner in the community, but it is something that's kind of its own little branch as well, because you can end up having to communicate four different ways to five different people or three yeah. different ways. So it does take some time. And as you said, you could communicate and never mm-hmm. actually connect.
Yep, absolutely. So Jim's going to give some great tips and tricks this Wednesday. It's going to be a good one to come out to.
All right. Now, one more time, how do they register for this so that they can make sure that they're going to get a seat at the table?
You can go on our website and register there or just give us a call and let us know that you're coming. This one is at the Ramada. We bounce back and forth a lot this year, but we are at the Ramada and we're looking forward to being back.
When you sit down with business leaders in the community, is that mm-hmm. one aspect that they talk a lot about, getting leadership knowledge, communication knowledge, because, you know, I heard somebody say something once around, you know, when you connect with the team, it makes everything 10 times easier. If I got to worry about communicating with you, then that's half my day.
Right. It's always, how do you work better with your team? We hear that a lot. And that's why it's always a focus at Ignite too, is trying to bring in that employee retention and working as a team. We always try to find some sort of a team building, team opportunity mm-hmm. so that people really can come together. And it's shared, and most of us are small businesses. We're small organizations. So it's key to be able to communicate with each and every one and come together on anything.
And something that you and I have talked about in the past is a generational, and I don't want to call it a gap, because sometimes there is no gap. I'm an Xer. And sometimes just talking to millennials, it's, you know, a different language. Like, what is going on? I did have a pretty good learning experience when I went back to college, because most of them were all millennials then. I was the old guy in class.
Right.
So in a way, you kind of have to learn their language.
Yeah.
But they ask a lot more questions than we did when we were kids. That's one thing that I've learned.
Yeah. Yep, I've seen that as well, even with my own kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I'd ask my mama this many questions, she was like, because I told you to. No, go.
It's really the why from yeah. what I've seen. And as long as you can fill in the why for a lot of these younger generations, then they understand, hey, I'm doing this because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'll go do that. That's not a problem at all. That's one thing that we had to go through quite a bit. Back in the military is, how the heck am I supposed to talk to these kids?
Right.
So they brought in generational trainers for us to do that.
But, oh, yeah. We sit down with our strategic plan and our budget, and everyone on our staff sees it. So they understand, here's what we're driving for these next 3 years, and this is the money we're working with.
I think that's an excellent idea.
We're very open with staff, so they completely understand yeah. exactly where we're coming from.
Yep. Sit down with it in black and white and say, this is the challenge yep. that we're facing this year, and we're going to meet it. And you really feel that kind of ignites something behind them.
Yeah, they wholeheartedly understand. Like, exactly where we're at as an organization and where we want to go. And that's the key, is making sure everyone's on the same page and knowing which direction we're headed and what we're going to be focusing on.
Interesting. I wonder if that's going to be one of his tips that he says. Okay. And now, moving on down the line, business after hours event coming up on March 25th. We've talked about what business after hours is for folks, but do you see a lot of new people show up to these, or does it kind of end up being the same people over and over?
So it's funny you bring up generational, because this is actually where we see a lot of our younger chamber members.
Oh, great.
Are at business after hours. That's what we'll see them. Not as much as the before hours, but it is a different crowd. You have some people who are at every networking event, and you're going to see them 3 times a month, and that is phenomenal. Like, that is our crew that knows everybody. Mm-hmm. They can talk to anybody. It's just great to have
them there. In tune with what's going on in the business community.
But then you'll see this different groups at different events. And some of our younger members are actually at business afterwards. That's where we see them quite a bit, which is fun to have them there and be able to meet them face to face and talk with them. A few of them are at business before hours too. But it's just fun. It's great.
I think it's an excellent way to sit down and learn that new language.
Right.
You know? But you do it together. Because there is, you know, especially when it comes to boomers and millennials, there is a bit of a gap. Xers have a little less tough of a time to try to get to know both of them. And that's where I come in. People like me can speak their language and I understand where they're coming from. So now, where's that going to be at this month?
So that is going to be at Century 21. And that date change, the March 25th is a date change.
Okay.
Typically, it's a third Wednesday. So if any of you have it on your calendar every month, third Wednesday, go to business after hours. Don't go on the third Wednesday. That's actually the 18th. But because it's spring break week, we shifted it to the 25th this month.
Okay. So shifted due to spring break. When is spring break this year for school?
16th through the, 2019th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've always wondered, it seems like a lot of different schools take different spring breaks.
Yeah.
Whether that varies by district or whatever. I'm getting a visit from my kid.
Yeah.
She's in college. She's going to take spring break with us. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I think this year, 1, 2, 3 and the college are all same week.
Oh, wow.
So that's why we were like, we should probably shift this because it's going to be a different week altogether.
All the kids outside enjoying the weather, hopefully.
Right.
But that also means the family's going to be out doing stuff.
Yeah.
Going to dinner, going to events, checking things out. I know we're going to be visiting a lot of museums when she's here. So when we look at a business hosting an after or a before hours, what are the benefits that you've seen for the business owner?
It's a lot of exposure. They actually drive to your location, which helps them realize exactly where you're at. And then being able to be in there, see if you're doing any kind of tour. It's great for them to be able to see everything you can do as a business. Also, just the networking piece. Again, it's that connecting, right?
Yeah.
Being able to know exactly who you're doing business with. And that is one thing we see time and time again with Sheridan, is they like to do business with people they know, flat out. So being able to meet people face-to-face or run into somebody, you know, oh yeah, I've met that person and they're legit. I toured their business. It's that. It's the exposure within the community.
You know, we often talk about the handshake and how valuable Wyoming really still holds that handshake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's us who actually make it real. And it's through events like this that make that real. As you said, meeting somebody face to face, as opposed to being online, and everything is online or remote nowadays. Yep. So having that is so valuable. If a business wanted to host one of these, how far out are you guys scheduling?
So business after hours is pretty far out. It's a pretty long list. Business before hours is a little bit less. That's closer to about a year.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, there's a lot of businesses on those lists. So call in, get your name on there right now if you're thinking about it, so we can try to schedule. But then it also depends, because sometimes I'll have a business, something comes up, you know, something in the family maybe, and they're like, I can't host this month. Can we switch with somebody? And so you might get a phone call. You might be on the list and think you're not going to have one for a year. And then all of a sudden, can you do one next month? It happens.
Yeah.
So we try to be there for our businesses and make sure they're taken care of.
That's a pretty far out for scheduling. Seems like a lot of people want to get one of these events in the building.
Yeah, and business after hours is a little further out, so, but we're working with it.
It's because that's where all the young hip kids are hanging out.
Right? And me.
All right, now there is one more event I want to talk about in this first half, and that's the Chamber recently held its 27th annual Awards of Excellence at the YO Theater. So we know the purpose of it. How'd it go?
It was amazing. I cannot say enough about that YO Theater. It is such an amazing place to have an event, especially one like this where it's awards recognition. It just, it's a whole different feel. It's like your own little Oscars right there in Sheridan. It was fun.
People like to get pretty dudded up for this one.
You'll see across the board. Yeah. Like people like getting really dressed up for it. And then you'll have people who are like, I came from work. I didn't even have time to go home. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah. I don't care. As long as you're here and celebrating what's going on in our community, that's great.
Now, for those who don't know, what is the purpose behind these major awards?
So our board of directors takes a look at our business community and looks at the work that people are doing and what they're contributing to our community and furthering the businesses themselves. And so they nominate people. And then we have a subcommittee from the board who goes through and narrows that down to five. And I do mean narrow it down. There's quite a few submissions that come in. It's great. And we've talked about before, too. Sometimes you call them and we're like, hey, you were nominated. And they said, that's great. Don't put my name on there.
Yeah.
I don't want the recognition. I like doing it behind the scenes. So it's really fun. It's just be able to see what our business community does for each other, and looking ahead and really planning out what they're doing even for their employees. It's really a great time to see.
I think, you know, good business people, good business leaders, inventive business leaders definitely need some sort of recognition. Would you like to read out the winners, the main winners this year?
Yeah. So community champion was Chase Christensen. He's the superintendent at School District 3. And then we had Strength of Sheridan was Babe's Flowers. And then we had Business of the Year was Innominate Bakery. And Business Person was Emily Betzler.
That's fantastic. And just so you know, folks, she did all that from the top of her head. That's pretty amazing. All right. More with our Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce when we return. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
If you haven't signed up for the Sheridan Media Newsletter, well, now's the time. You'll find some of the top news stories of the week, community events, local sports, weather, as well as the latest movies from Centennial Theater, what's happening at the Wild Theater, discover fun facts, local photos and videos, Sheridan history, country bounty links, as well as links to some of your favorite businesses and promotions. It's emailed every Thursday morning. If you don't get the newsletter, you're missing out. Click on the Sheridan Media Newsletter button that's on the front of our website at SheridanMedia.com.
Spring is here, and so is the Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Ramada Plaza. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading to a larger home, or thinking about a remodeling project but need help with financing, the First Federal Bank and Trust team is ready to help you make it happen. Our experienced, friendly, and fast mortgage team will show you a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and services to get you started on the road to home ownership. We're committed to making home happen. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm here with Candace Kindred for Teriyaki Madness. It's March, the days are longer, and I'm craving something fresh.
Tommy, hi, then you need Teriyaki Madness. Grilled, made-to-order chicken, steak, tofu, salmon, crisp veggies, your choice of rice or noodles, all built fresh just the way you like it.
Flavor that wakes you up faster than a Wyoming spring wind.
Exactly. Big portions, bold flavors, and healthier options that actually taste amazing.
Now that's something to get excited about.
Stop in today and taste the difference.
Teriyaki Madness. Fresh, fast, and made just for you.
Artists, if you can catch an Arctic grayling on canvas, it could be worth up to $3,500 and your work being featured on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department 2027 Annual Collectible Conservation Stamp. Professional entries are being accepted until March 31st. Arctic grayling is a distinct native fish recognized by its large sail-like dorsal fin. Complete rules and requirements are on the Wyoming Game and Fish website. Go to the Conservation Stamp art page. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and the station.
Are you a CNA looking for meaningful experience in a unique setting? Join the long-term care team at Sheridan Greenhouse, where staff strive to create loving homes where individuals live dignified, fulfilling lives. Here, CNAs start as elder care technicians and can advance to elder care specialist and even elder care coordinators, with pay increases along the way. Not licensed yet? Enrollment for Sheridan College's next CNA class closes March 10th. Apply at sheridanhospital.org/careers or email recruiting@sheridanhospital.org for more information.
Big dealerships have big budgets for big advertising, but the truth is that major sponsorships cost big bucks. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we choose to sponsor our local youth and local worthwhile programs, all the while passing that savings on to you, our customer. We are locally owned with the same ownership and management for over 40 years. If we don't have what you need, we'll find it and we'll stand behind it after the sale because we live here, we work here, and we raise our families here. Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dettymore. Now, the Chamber is going to host a legislative wrap-up breakfast on March 24th at the Ramada Plaza. What's the purpose of this event?
This is our chance for you to hear from the delegation and their thoughts and feelings and how the session went. And they'll talk a little bit of how it's going to affect Sheridan County and then also a Q&A session in this as well.
It's going to be a really interesting one, Teresa.
It is. And as far as of right now, we have all of them too. So unless schedules change, all six will be there, which is great.
Everyone's going to be up there ready to answer your questions that I can already guess what some of the questions are going to be pertaining to. What topics do you think are really going to be asked by the business community on a very serious note?
I think they'll ask quite a bit on the budget. That's been a hot topic. I've heard a lot of questions come through on how that's going to land and what that's going to look like. Business Council as well. What the future, what their thoughts are on the Business Council. And then school recalibration. Still hear a little bit about how that went in session and what their thoughts are. So I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Overall, and then some of the bills that came and went and died. There was a lot of interest, on Barry Crago's for registered agents. And that one did die in session, but he said it's okay because he's got so much work that they're going to do on it in interim. So he said it might even be for the better. But he'll talk to everybody about that as well and what that means. Because that really affects Sheridan County a lot, registered agents. There's so many businesses that are registered within Sheridan, and they're not here.
I don't want to create too much controversy for you here, but are you hearing ripples among business owners regarding the Wyoming Business Council decisions?
A little yes and no. So there, obviously Sheridan County is a strong supporter of the Business Council, but the way, and I know other communities are not, but also it's how people asked for the funds too. Sheridan and Dave Kinski was amazing at doing this because he was mayor when a lot of these funds came through. He had the plan. He lined everything out. He already had the local investors and then went to the Business Council and said, this is the last bit of money that we need.
He did most of the work.
That's how it was done. Yeah. And so, and I think that's why it was so successful here in Sheridan County is because the buy-in was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's affected a lot. I mean, look at the YO Theater. They've benefited from it. And then look out at all our manufacturers. How much they've helped there. So for Sheridan County, it'll mean a lot. We've had a good working relationship with them.
Now, moving on down the line, business before hours. Registration. Do we have to register for that
wrap-up? The legislative wrap-up, yes.
Okay.
So if you'll jump online and go ahead and register by like the Sunday before, then we can get an account to the Ramada for food numbers and all of that.
All right. Is there any fee to that registration whatsoever?
It is $20. Yep.
Okay. And this is just to basically pay for the breakfast itself.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. Now, do you take a group registration? Like if somebody wanted to maybe take their staff or leadership?
Oh, yeah. You can register everybody at the same time. We make it pretty easy on the website. Or if you just call in and say this is the number you're bringing.
Okay.
We can sure do that.
One more time, my friend. When will that be held?
March 24th at the Ramada.
All right, folks. And the deadline for the registration is the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that COB? Close of business?
I was like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a Sunday. So, but yeah, try to get it in before. Okay. Mm-hmm, try to get it in by the end of, by midnight, probably, I think, okay, is what we've got set on it right now.
All right, moving on down the line. The business before hours event. This one's kind of out there a little bit.
Reproductive Health is going to host on this one. So they've been on the list again that we were talking about for a little while, wanting to get people through and have them understand what they're doing out of that location. And it's going to be on April 1st. So maybe they'll have some fun with it since it's April Fool's Day. I don't know what they're planning, but I would.
I would too.
I'd be trying to prank people.
I think that'd be fantastic. All right. Yeah. So that event is April 1st. Now, do these just show up to, or does, do people have to register for this one?
Registration helps just because it can give the business an idea of roughly how many people to plan for food. But at the same time, if you, all of a sudden your schedule opens up and that meeting you're supposed to have, you don't, and you want to come, come. Like, they're always open to show up.
Okay. Now, the 2026 Community Guide and Member Directory, this is now available.
Yes.
It's out there.
It launched at our Awards of Excellence. We had them come out because there's an article in each one about all the award recipients. And they did a great job. Jody and Steven wrote both all those articles. They're great. This, if you haven't seen it yet, Community Guide came out really great this year. Sheridan Press did a nice job with it, working with us. They've done it for a long time now, working on content and creation and their graphics. So, yeah, it's a fun one.
Now, this takes a long time to really get set up.
Oh, gosh,
it?
Yes. And that's what we try to tell people. You know, with these awards of excellence, we have to go out for voting in November. And they're like, why are you doing this so early? Mm-hmm. And it has to be done by November because it takes that long to get the articles written and to the publisher for this, and then getting the magazine put together with the rest of the content. So it does take a long time. And that's why at the end of the year too, with our members to be listed in the back of that, we're like, get your name in now. Yeah. Because it's got to get printed.
But around what time of year do you start taking those membership names for the directory itself?
So it's whoever is a member goes in there. But if you're not a member yet, that's when you want to be able to do that by about mid-December, because that's when we have to really start sending those first lists off. And they go through a few processes. So sometimes we can squeak a few extras in. We did this year. They probably get real upset. Members came in. Let's just do it. So
now when it comes to this, it actually is a fantastic guide, for individuals looking for all kinds of information having to do with the community. Where can people pick these up if they're curious?
All over. So we've got them. Some local businesses have them. Also at the Chamber, obviously, you can come up there at the Visitor Center. These are even in, or at Gillette, they ask for them for visitors coming through there.
That's
They're
great.
In different Visitor Center across the state. So they are, people want to know more about Sheridan County. And so a lot of them use this community guide to learn about the different towns as well as the county itself.
Now, are there varying articles? Do you have Stephen back there typing away?
Yeah.
Just the look on your face right there was perfect. Yeah, I do. Yeah, keep him busy.
You're creative. We're going to take advantage of that. No, it is. We try to do different articles every year, so it's not always the exact same magazine. And that helps people, too, when they're looking at moving. It's not always I want to move there. I'm going to do it in 3 months. Sometimes it is. But most times we hear from people for a couple years before they actually move. They're waiting to retire, something like that. But they'll get a new one every year to read more about the community.
Yeah, and watch that evolution. I myself am kind of that way. I want to know about everything having to do with the community before I move up there.
Yeah.
So I do my best to research this. And one thing that I have learned, kind of bouncing all over the state, Chamber of Commerce is an excellent source of information. Yeah. They're going to basically tell you everything that's going on within the community, both with business and volunteer organizations. A lot of people tend to kind of forget that. Yes, you're focused on business, but at the same time, you also push our 501c3s, and I always appreciate that about you guys. All right, now, one more thing that I really want to talk about, and that is save the date for the Ignite Conference, folks. All right, tell me about it.
May 19th, it's going to be at the Ramada. I'm saying Ramada a lot today, but that's just how it is this month. We are using their facility. We can set our rooms a little bit more, which will be great for bigger attendance. We have a lot of proposals that are in. They actually determine those this week. And it's going to be a rough one because it's a huge number of really quality content. To be able to pick and choose those and come up with those sessions is going to be a challenge. But man, I'm excited for it. It's going to be a strong year with that Ignite conference.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you've got more proposals than can really be shown in a day.
Yep.
Have we continued the exploration?
Into 2 days.
Of having 2 days.
Yes. We're not there yet. I don't believe we're going to do a few more tweaks to it this year, add in some business booths, because we heard from some folks who would like to be there as a resource for businesses, which I think would be great.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some changes and add some few more things in this year. And then we'll probably start down the road of, do we do day and a half, 2 years? But our local businesses take advantage of this, and then as well as they should. You know, it's right here in town. You don't have to pay for gas for people going, the hotel expenses, the food expenses. I mean, we keep it within business hours. So take advantage of it. Yeah, it's great.
Capital City Quality Conference. Mm-hmm. Right here. And that was the entire intent behind Ignite, wasn't it?
It was. We wanted to make sure, we kept hearing from people who were like, I have to go to Billings for this training. I have to go to Rapid for this training, Cheyenne, wherever. We're like, why can't we just do this here?
Mm-hmm.
And so we really started to pull not only from our local trainers, but then some from those other areas and say, especially Gillette, there's a huge group of trainers over in Gillette. And we're like, what do we say? Can we do this? And it was great. It's taken off ever since the first year.
And who knows? Maybe next year's 2 days. I would love to see it. I would love to see it more.
We would too. We really would. And I think it's needed. I think people would love that if we took it to 2 days. Maybe even some work sessions in there.
That'd be great.
There's a lot of ideas right now on how to do that. And I want to be very thoughtful and make sure we do the best for our business community on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Quality over quantity.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Now, if individuals want to register and attend.
So registration is going to be coming out soon. I think probably by the end of the month, we'll have that link up ready to go. We'll be using that app again this year, so you can register for classes within that and see who's attending, talk with trainers again. We're on board with working with them one more year. So yeah, look for the social media and website. Jody's going to have all of that coming out.
All right, Teresa, yeah. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to me, my friend. Don't get lost out there in that fog. All right, when we come back, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Sheridan, I'm Nicole Pierce.
And I'm Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Dreaming about owning your first home?
The Mortgage Rate Relief Program could lower your interest rate by 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That means real monthly savings.
It's available to qualifying homebuyers purchasing a primary residence.
Let's see if you qualify.
Funds are limited, so stop in, call us, or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Homeownership just got more affordable. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Izzy.
Alexa.
Sunshine.
Dorothy.
Good girl, MAGA.
B2.
Come on, everybody. Let's turn up.
Okay, ladies. There's a lot of people counting on you, so let's get out there and have some calves.
We're back with round two of Shorty's Countdown to Calving. There are 9 chances for you to pick the date you think each cow will have her calf. If you pick the right date, you could win a $50 prize. Play round two of Shorty's Countdown to Calving on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com.
Jan Foster with All Around Canine Training and Country Pet Inn, talking about different levels of service dogs. Let's cover a scenario in which someone with a level 1 protection dog encounters someone suspicious who looks like they might be a threat.
Then that person with the protection dog would give a command where the dog would show a threat. Now that does not entail biting or pursuing the bad guy. It just entails the dog showing that, hey, don't get near my person or it might escalate. A level 2 dog is a dog that bites, and typically the average bad guy, once he gets bit, he's gonna run. Level 3 is more like a police type dog where you would be in high security where, yes, you would use the dog to locate a suspect and deal with that.
It's an individual process. You need to match the person's needs with the dog's abilities in the right situation for an appropriate price.
I like to, I guess, the common man kind of price and what's common in the business. Yes, I like to keep prices that they seem, it makes sense to you.
Learn more at allaroundcanine.com.
Man, oh man, it is great to be on the open road again. I'm looking forward to this hunting trip.
Yeah, me too. I am ready to hit the woods. But these wind farms we keep seeing, they are pissing me off.
Let's turn on the radio and get some good news.
President Trump announced today his plan to terminate new windmill contracts.
We don't allow windmills. We're not allowing any windmills to go up.
I mean, hey, President Trump's got it right, but that Chuck Gray guy running for Congress is dead wrong.
Yeah, Gray voted to license windmills in Wyoming. You believe that? The one we just passed should have Chuck Gray's name all over it. Unfriggin' real.
Hey, what about Reed Raisner? Where's he stand?
Ah, Raisner's 100% MAGA. He'll help Trump kill the windmills, end the Green New Deal scam, and make America energy dominant. Reed Raisner's our kind of guy.
Right. Reed Raisner knows more American energy means more Wyoming jobs. Drill, baby, drill.
I'm Reed Raisner, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Reed Raisner for Wyoming.
Say hello to the future of choosing your dream kitchen or bath. Buffalo Stone and Tile now house Wyoming's first 100% self-serve showroom, open every day 7:30 to 7. Granite, quartz, porcelain tile, luxury vinyl plank, faucets, hardware, thousands of today's hottest finishes, all ready for you to explore on your schedule. Just stop by, call the number on the door, and get buzzed in. No appointments, no pressure. Buffalo Stone and Tile, 1402 Sugarland Drive, behind WyoVision. Self-serve, stress-free, seriously gorgeous. Design help available by appointment.
Did you know there's a gemstone that's almost invisible when placed in water? Legend says it came from the treasure chests of mermaids, and sailors once carried it as a lucky charm to protect them at sea. It's aquamarine. The gemstone for March. With its calming ocean blue color, it's a beautiful way to celebrate a birthday or to welcome spring. Discover unique aquamarine jewelry at Legacy Diamond and Gems, where expert bench jewelers can create the piece that tells your story. Visit 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. For our second part this morning, we're joined by Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director Zoila Perry and Promotions and Marketing Committee Chair Michaela Heath. Good morning, ladies. Welcome back.
Good morning.
All right. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk to you about, I even talked to somebody else about this. And I wish I could remember who, but that was the Gnome Around Downtown scavenger hunt. This started last year and has quickly taken off. From what I hear, a lot of people really love this program.
They did, yes. And you're correct. Last year, it was only a one-day event. And we heard feedback from the business owners, and so we moved it up a week. So it was about a week and a couple of days here and there. But we had 29 total entries that people returned back, and then we had 35 total prizes that we were able to give out.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, on the scale of participation, that's pretty big, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, this is what we're starting with for next year. So these are our basic metrics. Last year, we only received 3 entries.
Wow.
For one day. But that day was extremely cold and nobody wanted to go out that day.
Mm-hmm.
So having it, extending it for another week, it actually made really good sense. And people from Buffalo, people from Ranchester, Dayton, they were able to come in and shop during the weekend and get their carts done and then drop them off either at the clothing company, Kid Curious, or DSA that following Monday.
See, and I think that's fantastic. You kind of stretch this over a couple of days, mm-hmm. and you start getting other individuals, even from other counties,
yes.
that want to come over and Absolutely. Participate in this cool little program. Now, for those who don't know, essentially, every participating business owner is given a gnome. They hide these gnomes within the establishment somewhere. People come in, you find the gnome, you mark it down, and then you turn it in once you get all these things found, right?
That is correct.
All right. So we did have some big winners. Two of the winners were children.
They were. That's the fun part about it, where we actually had Lindsay's son, Cam, and my daughter, Evelyn. They drew the names. So it's always exciting to see who they are. But when they came in to pick up their prizes, they were so excited because they won. So yeah. They don't know what they want, but they're excited because they're getting something. So it's really nice to see that.
The participants get excited about this. What about the business owners? What feedback have they given you regarding
yes.
this?
They had lots of people that walked in, but also there was numerous people that were surprised their store was there. So So they lived in our community for years and they had never been to some of those stores before. So at least they were able to get them to come in for them to either shop during that time or come back and bring others to their store.
And that is actually a lot more challenging than what people might think on the surface. Yes. Getting people through the door is kind of the tough part, isn't it?
It is.
So once you got them through the door, you know, you got those individuals who, you know, like many that I know, they're Christmas shopping in June. Mm-hmm. And you never know what's going to happen when they get in there. So another big promotion that just recently happened, Winter Crazy Days. Tell me about this event and how well it went.
Yes. So it was Crazy Days. People were able to get their winter stuff out. And lots of stores still had their winter stuff since we really haven't had a winter.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure more than last year.
Yeah, so a lot of them had some really great deals on winter gear. And so I did see quite a bit of people downtown. I was out of town this weekend, so I wasn't able to come downtown and kind of check it out. But just people were excited. I looked and I got a couple of good deals on Thursday, which was nice. But hopefully a lot of people came out on Saturday, and I haven't had a chance to touch base with businesses to see how Crazy Days went yet.
Now, for individuals who may have, they may not have ever seen this event mm-hmm. before. Is this one of those events where everybody brings things out into the sidewalk?
They do. So we have last year, this is our second year doing Crazy Days as well.
In the winter.
Yes. So people had tables of sale items, racks. I encouraged them to take them outside because the weather was good, but then it was windy. So they didn't want their stuff being blown over.
Blown down the street. Yeah. What a deal that was.
Yeah, that would have been a great deal.
Took a walk and a rack of coats just came walking up to me.
It was a sign.
Yes, but everyone had their little door signs, you know, 20% off or sale here for that. But they were able to have specific stuff on what they had on sale just to make room for all their spring inventory that mm-hmm. they're already starting to arrive. And spring break is next week for Sheridan County. So people are getting ready to go buy some warmer clothes to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Not warmer. cooler clothes.
Cooler clothes. Yeah. And I think it's a fantastic event, mainly because of that, you know, really gives the business owners time. There's not that much storeroom in some of these little mm-hmm. establishments, I'm sure. And I've always kind of wondered when I walk through there, you know, people talk about in the back. Do you have one in the back? Well, there's not too much.
There's not really a back.
in a lot of places around here.
No.
Maybe a spot for some people to take a break, but there's usually generally around here. If you see it on the mm-hmm. shelf, that's what they've got. So it's great that they're able to clear that out. And you said some of these 20% off.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. I know Side Street Bed and Bath had 20% off their store on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Now, you said this is the second Crazy Days in the winter.
Correct.
When does it usually happen? Is this more of a summer event?
So we have both. So I can't remember how many years they've been doing the summer one. And that one is always the first weekend in August that we do for summer Crazy Days, just trying to get things ready for winter stuff.
It's like the opposite.
Yeah, it's the opposite. But now businesses really wanted to get rid of their stuff a lot sooner, mm-hmm. The winter. So we decided to start with the Winter Crazy Days.
Now, when it comes to stores participating in this, kind of getting on a list or anything that people can find, do they check in with you on this one?
Oh, yes. All of them, they do. So we had our promotions done back in January and said, this is what we're going to do for the year. Let us know. But we still call them. We know they participated last year. Are you going to participate this year? And that's just part of what we do. And for every promotion, we just double check with businesses because, you know, you have store managers that had the information and they leave their position, transfer somewhere else. So we always go back and say, hey, who are you guys going to participate? Or this is what it's about. Do you want to do it? Or last year we had some businesses that didn't participate that participated this year. So it's always a
kind of a mix.
Yeah.
But there is there a place where people can get a list of the participating stores
so yes.
that they can just have that in their hand?
Oh, yeah. We normally have posters with all the business names. And then we're really good about having Facebook events. And so it tells you there of all the participating businesses. And then on our social media, we have a list of all the businesses.
Now, Michaela, you've been working downtown within, I can't remember, Kids Curious, right?
Yes,
that's
correct.
That's where you were at. You see a lot of folks actually come through during events like this. Like, does the place get hopping?
It does. I mean, last year it was definitely a little bit chillier. So it was like slower. But this year, I mean, the weather has definitely played a role in the events that have taken place. I mean, even Gnome Around Downtown, the weather was so nice out. It was a great reason for people to come downtown without actually having to shop. So the weather definitely plays a role in it. But what's great about it is the collaboration between all of the businesses. Mm-hmm. And so it gives people a reason to go and visit multiple businesses instead of just one. So that's cool when you see 24 businesses participating in this one promo, is that it really shows people in the community that, oh, these businesses are invested in it. They're wanting to put on a show and they're all working together. So, I mean, people are excited when something's going on. They're excited. Whether they find something in your store or not, they're excited that you're doing something. They're excited to be downtown, you know, talk to people, see who else is out shopping.
You know, I worked in retail once upon a time, and I can remember a stark contrast between just a typical day and we're running a promotion. Or someone's running a promotion, we're kind of piggyback on it, like the DSA or something like that. Holy cow. And I've stood in front of my register for 8 hours. I haven't left. And those promotions actually work. Getting on board with a lot of these things really does bring people in, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Moving on down the line, we've got another big promotion coming up. I think this one's going to be fantastic. A lot of people are looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. This is the first year for this one. Tell us about the upcoming Peep Dreams.
Yeah, we're super excited. This is the first year we've done something like this. And so there's a lot to it, but DSA is partnering with Sage Community Arts, and we're bringing this art show downtown. So we opened it up to artists from Sage, and they were able to collect a peep, and they're designing their peep however they want. So it's kind of up to them on what that peep is going to end up looking like. And then those peeps will be showcased in different stores. So people are able to come downtown, check out the art that our beautiful community has put together while also popping into some of these stores that, again, maybe they've never been into, maybe they don't have a reason to necessarily go into, but now they do.
And you've got some great artists listed here. Folks, a lot of great artists from Sage jumping on board with this because it's something fun to do. You know, it being part of the community, kind of putting your art out there, but at the same time, something kind of cutesy.
Because
I've seen these peeps, and they are kind of cute. I mean, that's the whole idea behind peeps. And I'm just really curious about the various styles that these artists are going to kind of put these in. Now, are these going to be like display windows, or can the shop owner say, hey, you know what? I want to bring the peep in, maybe even put it in a different display in the back where people can walk through the store and see this big thing.
Yes, it's going to be up to the store owner on how they want to display that, whether they want to put it in the window or if they want to put it in a special display.
Okay, that's going to be really fun. What are the dates on this?
It's running March 16th through April 6th.
All right. So definitely springtime. And you know what, folks? If you want to know an interesting piece of history, look up peeps and how they came to be. Actually, really, it's really interesting. A lot of times we take these little candies and these things for granted, but you got to remember that there's history behind all of it, and you never know what's going to turn out. So a lot of it, innovation to make a marshmallow candy. Check it out. All right, looking ahead to April, we got the Downtown Sheridan Association hosting the Spring Cha-Ching April Shopping Spree. Tell me about it.
Oh, so we started doing this back in 2020, 2021, something
COVID.
Like that. Yeah, it's, you know, during COVID area. But every time a person shops downtown, whether it's at a restaurant, bar, retail store, anything within our downtown district, they can submit their receipt to that number of 307-336-7595. And they can be entered for a chance to win $1,000. And that $1,000 can be split up to three stores in the downtown area.
How cool would that be? $1,000 to split between three different stores. I could get a lot bought.
Oh, I sure can.
All your Christmas shopping could be done.
Yes.
Done and, yeah.
And you can buy something for yourself.
See, she knows what she's
doing. Oh, yes. Yes.
She knows what she's doing.
Yes. So we do this promotion in April, and then we'll also be doing it in November. So we do it twice a year just to kind of get people, once again, to come downtown, but an opportunity to be able to win $1,000.
You see a lot of participation.
Well, we sure do. I don't have my stats with me, but back in November, it's probably our record holding of number of entries.
Oh, wow.
Janet is at the office. Bless her heart. She answers all of them in. And normally from the receipt, we just take the phone number in case they win. We need to know who we need to call, the store, and then the amount they spent. There's no name associated with that at all. But it kind of helps us track as well how much more money is being spent in the downtown area.
Yeah, and you're seeing significant numbers.
Oh, yes, we are.
That's an excellent promotion. Mm-hmm. When does it start? How do I get involved?
Yes, it starts on April 1st. And we'll have more information out of the number to text. That way people can enter. And remember, it's only for the downtown area. So if you have receipts for Walmart, Scooters, Walgreens, they do not count. It okay. only has to be within the downtown area.
Which the downtown district is actually fairly large. And so even like the Ice House is included in that. It goes to Fifth Street. Mm-hmm. So downtown district is fairly large, or larger than some people think. Yes. So, and you know, DSA does a great job of promoting that with the event of like, this is what falls within the district. These are the places that you can submit your receipt for. So definitely encourage to check out their Facebook page, because they like post the map of all of the places that fall within the district.
Fantastic idea. Before I get out there and get to spending, I know where I gotta go. Some of these places you're visiting every day anyway.
Yeah. So why not just take a picture of your receipt and send right. it in?
Shoot it in there. You never know, folks. $1,000 to be able to just spend downtown. I don't even know what I'd do. I know what stores I'd visit. I'm not going to say it out loud.
Yeah.
I know exactly where I'd go.
Me too.
All right, ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me this morning. It is always a pleasure having you in here.
Yes, thank you.
I end up laughing as much as the information that we get out, so I greatly
Good.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Spring is here, and so is the Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Ramada Plaza. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading to a larger home, or thinking about a remodeling project but need help with financing, the First Federal Bank and Trust team is ready to help you make it happen. Our experienced, friendly, and fast mortgage team will show you a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and services to get you started on the road to home ownership. We're committed to making home happen. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Chris Hayden from your locally owned Sheridan Motors. When it comes to your vehicle, trust matters. That's why at Sheridan Motors, our factory trained GM and Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram technicians know your vehicle inside and out. Whether it's a recall or routine maintenance, we use the latest diagnostic tools in our state-of-the-art facility to get the job done right the first time. And to make it even easier, we offer free local pickup and delivery for any needed services. No hassle, no stress. Sheridan Motors, local people, expert service, and care you can count on. Stop by or call us today.
Before there was a Frackleton's restaurant, this building was home to Dr. Frackleton, the sagebrush dentist who patched up cowboys, Native American chiefs.
103.9 FM is News Talk 930, KROE, Sheridan, broadcasting from the Synergy Home Care Studio on 103.9 FM.